It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP 439. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hi there.
We're also joined this week by a special guest. We're going to call him Martin. I drew him on a paper plate that was in my office. And if we get lots of retweets on this announcement that the podcast is out, I'll reply with a picture of Martin, the paper plate man. If you don't believe he exists, listen. He is actually there, Martin, the paper plate man. What do we reckon? What's a good number of retweets for this? 20?
Yeah.
Is 20 worth the picture of Martin? So if we get 20 sure. retweets, you can see Martin.
If we get 50, can they see him from the neck down?
Well, he doesn't have a neck. He's a paper plate, Sheepdog. I'm going to have to make the rest of him.
That was the point. I mean, I think everyone got
that. I could
that.
Probably just glue him to my massive Stone Cold Steve Austin figure.
There you go.
That might work. Yeah, okay, if we get 50, I'll glue him to Stone Cold Steve Austin, a 4-foot-tall Stone Cold Steve Austin figure. Why not?
If we get 100, we give him a wang.
Oh, no, Stone Cold's already got a wang. I don't need to give him an extra wang. I imagine Stone Cold Steve Austin's got an enormous wang.
I think it'll be bigger than that Spider-Man wang that I tweeted in the week. I mean...
That was so funny.
It was your ridiculous. Pornographic party that you had.
Mrs. Sheepdog is like, I'm just blowing up the balloons. And I said,
oh, God,
where'd you get
no.
that one? And she was like, I got it on Amazon. And I was like, have you noticed a massive wang on it? And she was like, that's not a wang. That's just where you put the straw in to blow it up. And I was like... I said, can I film you blowing it up? And she was like, no, you
no!
can't. So when she blew it up, she was like, okay, I do see it now. And then she tried tying the string around it to make it look a little less like it.
Suggestive.
She goes to me, don't mention it to the kids. Don't put ideas in their head when they come down. And I was like, I promise I won't mention it. And about half hour after they'd got up, Ollie just goes... There's string coming from his winky. He's just hanging from his winky. He just runs around the house going, oh, he's got string coming out of his winky. I was just like, oh, God. But it is grim, and it's deflated now. Ben just punched it.
There's tablets you can take for that.
He's 4. He played with it for a bit, enjoyed it, and then just punched it, and the thing just burst a hole in it. And I was like, how strong is this kid? Have I accidentally got Bam Bam as a son now? He just, yeah, walloped Spider-Man clean out.
No one's going to believe it's accidental if your third kid has superpowers. If it was your first one, they'd believe it was an accident. If it's the third, clearly you just keep churning them out until one gets superpowers. You're not going to be able to play the accident card here.
It does make me wonder what the other two's secret powers are, if he's his strength, and wonder what mine is. Maybe I'm
patience,
secretly
probably, with you as a dad. That would be their secret weapon.
Mrs. Sheepdog's secret weapon.
Yeah. How's everybody's week been? Have we all had a lovely old time?
Yes.
Yeah. Final full week of the summer holidays. Beautiful stuff. I know that's not relevant to anyone who doesn't have kids, isn't a kid, or doesn't live near where we are. But, you know, for the 5 or 6 people that's relevant to, yes! It's the final full week of the summer holidays! Yes!
You literally... Oh,
it's the most wonderful time of the year!
We'd have started recording 51 minutes ago if I hadn't spent the past hour moaning about how terrible it is that this is the last week of the summer holidays.
Yeah, but you're an idiot. You don't understand how it works. Yeah. You like to have your kids around you all the time. Whereas I'm like, oh, I've spent so much time with the kids this last month. Get them out of here. I'll see them at Christmas.
I haven't spent any time with my kids. They're just upstairs and in the other room and in the garden. My kids are at that right age now where I don't see them.
Yeah, but you see, I committed to vlogging every day in August, so we've done loads of activities, so we've got stuff to vlog about.
There's your mistake. You should have said you were going
to... It's not a mistake, Sheepdog. Football Manager doesn't pay very well at this time of year, so I needed to manufacture some alternative content so that I could pay the bills.
You should have called it stand-up every day in August, and you should have done a stand-up routine 10 minutes a day. By now, you'd have been hilarious. You could have done 10 minutes a day for 31 days where you just do a stand-up routine.
But then, that would have taken more work than just turning the camera. We literally turned the camera on for 10 minutes today, and we didn't know what we were going to talk about, and we just chatted for 10 minutes.
You'd have turned your camera on.
Bob's your uncle.
And just gone, who remembers bees? And then you just talked about bees for 10 minutes.
Or in-flight meals, eh? No.
What?
Could have been.
No, that would...
First couple of days, you'd have been scratching around. Who remembers books?
Mother-in-law, eh? Hey, mother-in-law, eh?
But by now, you'd have been able to just riff about anything 10 minutes straight, job done.
Problem is, most of the stand-up that I don't really watch stand-up as an adult, people talk about comedians now and I don't really know who they are. So my only real experience of stand-up is when it was on at Christmas as a kid. So I'm a little bit worried that it'll just, if I try and do my version of stand-up, it'll be full of racism and homophobia, because that's what was funny in the 80s and 90s. So it's probably best that I don't replicate what I see stand-up as.
Yeah, we'd have had to, it'd be like Best Thing From when I had to edit out all those bits because you couldn't control yourself.
I repeat what I hear. This is what stand-up is it? Interesting. I wouldn't talk like this in any other situation, but I suppose I better had to fit in.
It would be like when you first started in FM and they called you a young Jim Davidson.
They did no such thing. I'm an excellent football manager YouTuber, and you know it. I have young been from Lee the moment Hurst. I started. Very talented. I don't know who that is.
A bald fella. Just his career's just nosedive. I think, what was he on?
Still
they think
sounds
it's all
like
over.
You.
Yeah. He's on some sort of panel show in the 90s, and now he just rants
like
on Twitter.
Years
ago. And his career now is just ranting on Twitter, being a bit mental and getting owned by the libs all the time. It's depressing.
If he's managed to still be paid 30 years on from his one gig, then...
I don't think he gets paid for anything.
He's on to something. maybe it's not something to aspire to. Then maybe stand-up comedy's not for me.
I'm just saying, you didn't have to take your kids out. You could have done all sorts. You could have done...
Well, I got to meet a really nice ostrich that I'm now really good friends with.
Again?
I've had like 3 KFCs over the summer holidays. That was a result. I don't think I'd had a KFC for a year, but I've had 3 during July and August. It's fantastic. So, I found a new favourite service station. You know full well I've had the same favourite service station for many a long year. But I have now got a more favourite than my favourite service station, Rugby Services. It's only recently opened. It's where the A14, M1 and M6 meet. You know where we used to sit in the traffic going to the NEC for EGX, and there'd just be queues of traffic there, and then our reward for that would be Corley Services on the M6. It's like, this is the worst service station in the world. Well, now you've got Rugby Services 10 miles before Corley. I don't know how Corley's still in business. It baffles me, but Rugby Services, sensational. Just the best there's ever been. Best service station ever, boys and girls.
Wow.
No one can tell me different. It's better. I'll put it out there. My favourite for many years was Fleet Services. This is better than Fleet. And that is saying... So, for those of you who are into service stations, I know that's a lot of you. Rugby, better than Fleet. And I won't hear anyone say otherwise.
I remember which one Fleet is, but isn't the best
it's
one.
It's on the M3, on the way down towards Southampton.
Isn't the Lake District one the best one? It's not like a well-known fact.
You know full well I've never been further north than Leeds, so I've not been there.
My friend's randomly, I've got a friend who's a bit of a data nerd, and he just randomly asked us where was the most northern, southern, eastern, and western place we'd been. And I didn't answer because I knew that my answers were way worse than everybody else's. But they all said northern places that were not in the UK, whereas I think mine's Cumbria. And I couldn't remember which was more north, Cumbria or the Lake District.
Yeah, I've never been further north than Leeds.
But yeah, they were all talking like places in Finland and stuff like that. And I was thinking, Jesus, I've not traveled.
I got as far as Blackpool, and I was like, I mean, if this is representative of the north, I need go no further. So I got to Blackpool, turned around and came back.
Apparently Cumbria and the Lake District are the same thing.
Yeah, they're up near that fabled land, Scotland, up near Pab in Scotland, where they batter everything and talk funny. That's all I know about Scotland.
Newcastle is probably the most north I've been because I got a train from there to Carlisle. There we go. The podcasters will be.
I would say Carlisle is probably more north than Newcastle.
I'm looking at a map, Kevin. I'm looking at my map.
Yeah, but is it that weird twisted map? You're actually looking at a map that has north at the top of the map and not the top of the UK at the top of the map because it's slightly twisted.
I'm looking at a map with the road between Newcastle and Carlisle. And it's like if you go a straight line from where it says Newcastle upon Tyne, you're above Alton, which is above Carlisle. So, yeah.
I'm not having it. But anyway, not been that far north. So, best services in the country, rugby.
Fair enough.
End of podcast. See you next week, boys and girls.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Are we done?
No. Anna doesn't know at this point whether we've talked about any games.
You started talking about something about motorway, and I just kind of zoned out.
You know how passionate I am about service stations.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I need to get the right kind of feed.
I was trying to Google whether Greece was more eastern than Austria. And it is. Who'd have thought?
You terrify me.
I'm not very good at geography. I mean,
I've gone quite a long way south. I've been to Tenerife. That's quite south.
See, I've been to Tenerife. I went to the Canary Islands, so...
Which is where Tenerife is, sheepdog. Good work.
Wow.
Is it? I thought Tenerife was higher than that.
Tenerife is the biggest of the Canary Islands.
Well, I've not been there.
It's the main one.
I went to the other two.
Gran Canaria and Fuerteventura?
Lanzarote. So two of the other three.
So there's four then.
And some random ash island that a volcano spat out at some point. I didn't know how recently. No. It was like off the coast of Africa. I had to go on a boat to get there.
Tenerife?
No, it was all completely black and... There was ladies playing volleyball with no clothes on there. And
Tenerife.
I sat down.
Why do you keep saying Tenerife?
Because he's still describing Tenerife at the moment.
I didn't know where to look and then was forced to look in a direction because my son went and joined them and played volleyball with a bunch of naked women.
Yes.
While I sat there going, well, they're strangers. I've got to watch to make sure they don't kidnap him. But they're all naked and I can't look that way. And the
correct thing for you to do there was to take off your clothes and go and join them.
Yeah, well, I was, I didn't know where to look or what to do. I just thought, what a legend.
Pretend this podcast is about Vinny? It's because it doesn't exist. Yeah. You went to Tenerife. Why do we still pretend this place is about video games at the moment? Why don't we just do this once a week?
Well, I have asked you that plenty of times. I like to listen about comics.
Listeners, let us know. Do you actually care about the video game bit? Which is your favourite bit? Because I see the success Jackmate has with his podcast and think, that's the man who looked through me at Summer in the City. Just looked through me. If he can get a Spotify contract, talking absolute bobbins every week with no topic, maybe this is where we're going wrong.
I'm sat here wondering if I went to Ilha de Arango.
You went to Tenerife.
I didn't. I definitely didn't. I didn't because I wouldn't have been able to contain myself. I'd be calling it Tenerife all the time because I'm an idiot.
That's why no one told you where you were going. Yeah. That's why they described it as a secret island. So that you didn't do that.
And then every time I looked at a sign, there was just naked women there so that I would look away to try and, you know, protect my
modesty. They know you're afraid of naked women.
I am. I mean, I have to look at them through a screen on my phone to be able to process it.
What is What?
He just likes to film their Rudy parts.
Got you.
There's an island called Bruce. Maybe I went to Bruce.
I'd like to go to Bruce. So video games are a thing anyway. I'll tell you now for free, boys and girls. I've only played Football Manager and Minecraft this week. I've played rather a lot of both of them. But it is only those two, and I think I've mentioned them before.
Did you not play Humankind at all? Have you not played it yet?
I did not. I haven't had a chance to. It's because we've been out and about so much this week. This has been our holiday week officially, so we've done Alton Towers and the giddy heights of Northampton. We've done it all this week. Alton Towers and Northampton. And I've not had a chance. Any minute I've had spare, I've been staying up until 4 a.m. with Pab watching wrestling.
Yes, he did.
Or playing my two usual games.
I was very tired on my birthday. Recovered
from being
up
until 4 a.m. Still haven't recovered from being up that late. I mean, I'm still not back into a proper sleep schedule.
Let's be honest. The day after, I strangely didn't go to sleep till 6 a.m. on the Saturday. It just was like, I am wide awake, and there is no sign of me getting tired.
It's the cocaine.
So you could have stayed up to watch SummerSlam then. That was the next night.
Well done, but yeah. God damn.
Apologies, Pab, but at least you've got a new shirt on the way, eh? You can be a. You've got the one that's sold out, the limited edition CM Punk with the tubing around the sleeves. Isn't available. They sold out every one of those shirts in America. So they had to start printing them onto a different shirt. You can no longer buy plain white shirts with black tubing on because they are sold out because of that shirt.
Wow. It only took me, what, about 15 hours to order.
Oh, yeah. I spent all of Saturday trying to order a shirt. Uh-huh. It's the fastest selling wrestling shirt of all time.
Ridiculous people.
You should have heard after the podcast last week was ridiculous. I was sat here playing Humankind. Kev was trying to convince me to stay up late. He convinced Pab to stay up late. About 1 o'clock, Anna came in. What are you doing? Who are you talking to at this hour? And she wouldn't believe him that it was me and Pab still. It was late. To segue this into games, I was trying to salvage my Humankind save. And then did a stream on Sunday that week of Humankind because I thought, you know what, I like this. It's a really good game. I really enjoyed the one I was playing during Friday and during the podcast and that. Played a new game on it. I'm guessing I must have set it too hard because I got slaughtered. I embarrassed myself on that. I've added that to the list of games I need to do a video about to show that I'm not terrible at it. I need to do an FM video and I need to do a Humankind video to show that I'm not really that bad at games. That just got away from me. But about 3 hours into my stream, I suddenly thought, well, I could just load up my perfect save that I'm doing really well on, where I've turned, I started off as an Asian empire, and suddenly I'm England, because you change every few rounds. You get a choice to say, who do you want to be now? So I became England, and the Mongols became the Celts. And I was like, well, this doesn't make any sense. Like, how does that work? But my game crashed. I moved like two levels on and the game just freezes up and doesn't let me do anything. So no one believed me that I was doing well at it because they didn't see it. They couldn't see it. It just froze. So I ended the stream when I ended it and just sat there trying to see how far back I could go to fix it. But no, every time I got to move, what I think it was like 168, it all just froze. And annoyingly, I was kind of losing the war with the Mayans, but I'd figured out how to beat them. I was just like, right, I'm going to turn the tide on them. And then the game just crashed because obviously didn't want me to beat them. So I've not gone back to it since because I Googled it and this is happening to a lot of people. They're getting 150, 200 moves in and the game's just going, not working anymore. It's like, well, I can't really invest the whole day into a game that could just do that to me. That's going to, I mean, Kev knows from the rambles I used to put on the Football Manager forum back in the day that losing a big save is very, distressing to
He is still banned from the Football Manager forum.
I don't think there is one anymore, is there?
Yeah, of course there is. It's still the same one. It's been there like 20 years.
I don't even think I was banned from it. I think I just posted one big rant and that's it. Yeah, I probably am. To be fair, my brother-in-law's brother, so he's probably my brother-in-law as well.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, of course it is.
Pretty sure it's not.
Of course it is. It's got to be, isn't it?
I don't know that it is.
It's got to be.
I don't think he is your brother-in-law. I'll ask him if he's your... Do you consider Sheepdog your brother-in-law?
I'm going to Google it.
I've spent several days with that man. I've been out for dinner with that man, and not once have we ever mentioned your name. It's so right. We both know you, but it never comes up. And every now and again, I just want to say to him, I met you when you were 14 at your brother's wedding.
To go on a slight tangent again, I think I've said this before, when I first met him, he was Mr. I run riot over my family and everyone does what I want all the time. And he was like, Mum, I want a burger, buy me a burger. And she'd be like, okay, I will. And he said to me, get me a drink. And I went, get it yourself. And he looked at me, looked at his mum and got really upset. And then he was like, he's not getting me a drink. And I was like, no, you can get it yourself. And then I went and got myself a drink and he came back after me with his cup. And he was like, you're here now, fill mine up. So I filled it up and just poured it away. I was like, get it yourself. And he just kept trying to make me do it and I wouldn't do it. He must have been about 8, 9. And after it, my sister told me no one had ever stood up to him before. She thought it was hilarious and it was very entertaining. So I always remember that when I see him. So he can mug me off all he wants. I never made him a drink. That's probably
and
why
this is why he banned you off of the forums.
Yeah, probably. It's probably exactly why. It's probably why all my football stats in Football Manager are so low. I'm not a very good footballer in there, apparently. I can't run. I haven't got any stamina.
This all sounds pretty accurate.
Speaking of Football Manager, I had a word with my brother-in-law as well, because he never signs for me. You said you always sign him in Football Manager.
Only when you have to be a big club. He's like the best scout in the game.
Yeah. He wouldn't sign for me. And... when I saw him at the weekend, he wouldn't tell me whether City were signing Kane either, which is very annoying. He said, no comment, not allowed to talk about it, and just didn't say anything
else. Because
he'd
been on the phone with Ronaldo all afternoon.
Probably. But so there's a little Football Manager talk there, little humankind talk there. I spent a lot of time with you, obviously, playing Minecraft. I spent a lot of time not playing with you, but also playing in the Minecraft realm, leveling all my stuff up, learning about all the different enchantments. Next time you go on there, the villager that I've been trapping in the boat is now trapped behind a load of wood. That's not my attempt to build a hut for him. I just didn't know how to get him out, and he kept trying to go off down your tunnels. So I had to fill the tunnels with wood, which I've moved it out of the tunnel. It's all fine. He was just trying to leg it. He's been sat in there for, 2 weeks? And the second I got him out of the boat, he tried to make a beeline for the door. And I just said, oh,
who'd
no.
Who'd have thought?
Blocks don't go on the floor in that bit for some reason. So
because I've put them as half as slabs so that mobs can't spawn on them.
Very clever. Well, okay, so there's just this weird two-block by two-block box around him with a little, what's it called? The thing that you put books on. I made him into a librarian, basically. So I was just doing that. I was smashing it, checking what he learned, putting it back, so on and so forth, until I got the book I wanted. And now he's just trapped there with his little lectern, is it?
It is.
Selling books. Flogging books on your way into the Nether. But I'm assuming I can get you to, I don't know, whip him out and take him off to a box somewhere or something.
Whip him out yourself.
I don't know how to whip him out. He just legs it.
Smash his lectern, move it 5 blocks, put it down again, he'll follow it. Smash it again, move it 5 more, he'll follow. He'll basically follow his lectern around now because it's his only possession.
Interesting. I might lead him to like a cliff edge and then box him in.
So he'll follow.
Cool. Might put him in the panda room. Will the panda kill him?
Put him in Pab's house.
So we tested something out I'd read on the internet. I read if you name an animal and then you type in the right code, you can transfer that animal anywhere you want. So I went and slapped a tag on a panda. I mean, I forgot to make the name tag, found the panda and then realized I didn't have a name tag. So I had to get one. That took ages. What do we call him? Bob. Called him Bob.
Bob
then
the panda,
transferred him into a room that he's just been sat in with a bit of bamboo. So then I thought, right, I'm going to go find a polar bear. Got a polar bear called Minty that Kev just transferred into my cow farm for me. And then I thought, I'm just going to fill a hole with water and I'm going to stick a dolphin in it. So now we've got a dolphin. Forget what we named him in the end.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
All I remember about that dolphin is teleporting him and immediately jumping out of the water and flapping around on the land over and over again. So he didn't want to be there.
He just flapped off into the cow enclosure and suddenly there's... I don't know what he actually does because he doesn't kill anything, but he made beef appear. Every cow he touched... turned like spat out a steak.
He's a magic dolphin.
He is. So we got him back in.
Can dolphins survive on land? Because they breathe air, don't they?
I think they just dry out a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but can they survive dry?
With a good moisturiser.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
I think we might need to just put him on the land and see how long he survives for.
I don't think that'd be great for him.
He just bounced around, didn't he? So we built a fence, a glass fence around him. You poured your axolotl in from a bucket, and now they live together in harmony.
We're trying to breed a hybrid dolphin axolotl, but it hasn't worked just yet.
I do feel.
But
now...
imagine a dolphin that can regrow itself. That'd be amazing. You just cut bits of dolphin off and watch them grow back. It'd be brilliant.
We have an unlimited dolphin steak farm. So
exactly.
Now I've leveled up a load of librarians to sell name tags. I'm just gonna go around the world slapping name tags on animals and getting you to teleport them back to prisons that I've built.
We're just building a circus now, aren't we?
My plan is, I was thinking about this after the stream, I want to build a snowy area and then put a couple of polar bears in it, and then maybe build a bamboo-y, jungly area and put the panda in it and get another
maybe
panda.
We should not kill the ender dragon, just try and bring him back. Just get there and try and slap a name tag on him and bring him back to your little, put him in a cage.
Do you reckon that'll work?
Absolutely not, but I think it'd be a fun stream trying.
I'm gonna put on it, can you name tag?
If we manage to make it work, that'd be a million view video right there.
As I say, the
I've
only
got
creatures
the ender dragon
name,
as a pet.
You can't name other players or the ender dragon, apparently.
Does that mean you can name the wither? Ooh.
It says you can tame it by feeding it warp bones, though.
Interesting.
On Earth, ender
baby. Maybe we'll go and tame the dragon. Because I think we are very close to the point where we can go and take that dragon on now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I spent time today building up my weapons, my sword's better, my bow's better, but it needs to be bloody fixed.
The only thing I think we really need now, we need to find some nether wart so we can brew some potions of slow falling, because having watched a few dragon fights, it looks like you get battered up into the air and then fall a long way. So yeah. I think we probably need some potions of slow falling. So we need the nether wart, so we need another nether fortress. But it's literally now, find a nether fortress, brew the potions we need, and then get into the end.
When I've got Feather Falling 4 on my shoes, will that not help?
I don't know. Why don't you try jumping off a really high thing and see what happens?
Maybe I will. It's fireballs as well, isn't it? We need health protection against. But what's the baby ender dragon? Is that what you get from the egg?
I've never done it. We're heading into the unknown. I don't know what happens after the ender dragon.
Because, yeah, if our...
I have never done it.
You know, if the zoo can end up with an ender dragon in it, then that would be fantastic.
Just have the egg there as a centrepiece. And then we go off and get Elytra and start flying around to find even more animals, fill in even more maps. We're going to make the greatest zoo in work. Once you've started getting all your animals into the zoo, I think it's time for me to start building theme park rides, get some roller coasters and, like... a log flume and things like that in there. We'll just go full on animal-based theme park. We're going to be the Drayton Manor of Minecraft.
It's going to be glorious.
We
could just run an open day where we somehow, I don't know if you can program it so nothing can be changed or broken on the thing. People can just visit the realm and then all get kicked out.
I think there are ways to do that. I don't know how you do it, but I think there's a way to do it.
You just have a virtual theme park day. Pab can turn up with his headset on. He could be in virtual reality Minecraft, just going around your theme park and seeing me.
He'll love that pile of anvils we've got in there. That's right up your street, Pab.
That's our...
It's just a really big pile of anvils. Yeah, exactly. That's how we know Pab's always watching over us.
I just realised that's quite a clever way for them to not break as well, because I've got through several anvils of my own and yours by using them 3 or 4 times, but I've used the bottom one in that pile of anvils like 10 times now, and it's not broken. So I think you just uncovered a Minecraft hack there.
Yeah, if you pile 30 anvils on top of each other, you won't have to make a 31st anvil ever. If you're going to do a lot of anviling over a long period of time, it saves you anvils.
That's a really good point. I feel like it's not much help.
Pab, for goodness sake, put an advert in and put us out of our misery.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Good work, Pabby. That was a good advert. No misery left now. You've officially put me out of it. Have you got anything more to say about Minecraft or any other games, Sheepdog? Should we pass over to these two rascals?
I think they should have at it.
Come on in, rascals. What have you got for us?
What have I been doing? So I'm still playing A Plague's Tale. I think it's called Innocence on stream. Yes. I'm very, very stuck on it.
You're stuck on what?
On Nicholas.
Nicholas? Who's Nick? Wait, what? Nicholas?
Yeah, there's like a boss fight.
Okay.
His name's Nicholas, and I can't do it because it's in Medin. So basically, okay. The boy comes back and he's with the big knight. His name is Nicholas, and I have to beat him, and I can't do it. So I think I'm just going to end that stream and go,
persevere.
I can't do it.
Persevere.
Be bothered.
When in doubt, YouTube. Sheepdog.
Yeah,
method.
I've had a look. It just looks really laborious, and there's like four stages to it, and I'm just like, ugh. So I might just watch the ending on YouTube, but I'll try one more time. But it's doing editing.
Yeah, persevere, because I don't think you're a million miles off finishing that.
No, I'm not. I think there's 18 chapters, and I'm 14.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The rats are disgusting.
Yeah.
The rats in that are just awful. Just, if you don't like critters, don't play A Plague's Tale. But the for the amount that's on screen, it's ridiculously well done. Like, yeah, it's so good. But it's like set in, I want to say France.
Yep, France.
Like in the old time days. And I don't quite understand what's going
on.
Such
a historian.
I am. I have no idea what's going on. But something about a little boy has some kind of blood that makes the rats listen to him, I think, or something.
Was he the rat king?
Kind of. So... I don't quite know what's going on. But, yeah, I think he controls rats. But then the rats eat him anyway. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm just playing the game because I'm trying to work it out. It's very weird. It's a very weird game. Like, the story, I can't follow it. I think it's too... There's too many big words that I don't know what they mean in it. Yeah, I'm going to try...
That's what people say about this podcast, Anna.
if you like... Because I thought it was you had your little brother and you had to drag him around. And I literally thought that's all you did. You don't. You do that for like, I don't know, a quarter of the game. And then you've got other people that come in. So it's not what I thought it was. But I think it's free on PlayStation Plus, I want to say. And it's
on... I don't think it is anymore. But yeah,
I know it's on Game Pass.
Yes, that's where I played it.
So
very good.
Yeah, if you've got Game Pass, you can jump on there and have a look. It does look really nice, like on the PlayStation 5. I don't know if it's had like an upgrade, but
it had a PS5 and Xbox update. Yeah.
Okay, that's why it looks good. But yeah, I've been playing that. What else? What else did I play? Psychonauts 2. That's all right.
You've
game,
played
isn't some it?
Of it, have you?
Yeah, I've played about 8 hours of it.
Excellent.
If you don't like teeth, don't play it. I swear to God, if you don't like teeth, do not play it. Because it says at the start, like before you start, it makes fun, but it has funny ways of explaining like depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress. You know what I mean? PDS, whatever that one is. And I was like, oh, that's a bit... But then I've been playing it, and I was like, oh, so they're not making fun, but they're making it into a fun way to understand what these situations can feel like. But it's a really, like, cartoony game. So basically, you go into people's minds via a door. Mm-hmm. You throw a door at somebody, and you go into their heads and help them out. I didn't play the first one, and I didn't... didn't want to know what it was. But yeah, so I've done one, and I had to, like, I was in a hospital, and I had to do, like, races with the heart, and I had to get prescriptions ready, like really random stuff. And then there was one where I'm on a cooking show, and I have, like, a few minutes to do each of these recipes. So I have to, like, boil an egg, I have to then fry the egg, I have to cut bread, I have to then cook the bread to make a sandwich. It's very weird. I have no, like, there's upgrades, so you can, like, levitate, you've got, like, a fire to do, you've got enemies, you've got bosses. It's all very strange, and I don't know how to put it into words, but it's, like, openish world. So you've got, like, various places that you go. So you've got your hub, and then you've got your mind, like minds as in brains, and you just go around and collect stuff. I love collecting. You can go off the beaten path and find stuff. You can do, like, side missions. I don't know what I'm doing a mission at the moment where I have to do the cooking one. I like you've got to do three recipes, and the first recipe you'd like 8 minutes, so that's fine. And the next one had 6 minutes, and now I have, like, 4 minutes. And, like, the smaller the time, the bigger the menu. And even though it's, like, it's really easy, but because you've got to get all these components together and things are done at different times, you're like, no, it's really, like, really annoying. But apparently, this game is, like, what, 10 years in the making, I believe I read somewhere. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an old game, but a new game. Because when I heard this, I was like, Psychonauts, where have I heard that? And I kept getting it mixed up with Scribblenauts, is that what that's called? And I was like,
yeah.
Why is everyone making a big deal about this game? So I just put it in, like, not put it in, I downloaded it because it's on Xbox.
Yep.
It's on Game Pass. I don't know if it's on PlayStation.
No, because it's a Microsoft game.
Is it really?
Yeah, they bought them.
Well, they bought Psychonauts.
They bought Double Fine.
Oh, is that who makes it?
Uh huh.
That makes sense. But yeah, it's like a platformer, and there's, like I said, secret things. But yeah, it's, again, you got Game Pass, go and have a go. Why not? It's free on there, and then I don't know how Game Pass games work if you don't have Game Pass. No idea. But that's fun. Like, if you just want something that's mindless, go and do it, because, like, there's collectibles, like, so you got them, you've got secret chests, there's powers that I've not even found yet, there's rail grinding, like in Ratchet and Clank, there's like you can go up into the trees, and there's, like, platforming up there. There's just, like, a bunch of activities to do, and it's very, very fun. So definitely go and check that out if you can. And then today, after I saw the new Saints Row video, for the one that's coming out in February. I'm now playing Saints Row 3 Remastered on PS5 because there's a PS5 version. I don't know if it's free for everyone, but I went on mine and it just said free, so I downloaded it. I don't know if I got it on, like, a Game Pass, not Game Pass, PlayStation Plus at some point or something, but I know it's free on the Epic Store.
It is at the minute. Yeah,
it's free on the Epic, so I don't know if it is on the PlayStation, but I'm playing it on PlayStation, so, yeah, I don't know if it was around. But I'm playing, and I'm like, I don't remember it be so empty. like the streets, like there's people milling about, but it's just really empty. Maybe I'm just, because I love two, like Saints Row 2. Oh, I adored that. It was so funny. It was just ridiculous. And then I liked 3, which I'm playing now, and then I hated 4 with a passion. I couldn't stand it. I didn't like 4 at all. But I'm playing 3 now, and then I'm going to play a new one that comes out like 5 days before Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West. So that'll be good to see how it does next to a massive game like that. Because there's been like leaks and announcements this week. Like the thing with Halo. Halo is now on the 8th of December. I won't play it because I've tried playing Halo and I just don't get it. Like trying to play like the first one, it's really ropey, and I was like, I don't really like it. But yeah, you've got some games coming up, and I think, let me think. Yeah, that's a lot. I played like the ghost thing, but because I've already played the whole first island before, I got a bit bored of it, so I put it down. But I'll go back to it because I want to play that. Apparently, you can play the island after Act 1, and Act 1 is the first island. So I'll get through the first island and then go to, is it Icky Island or?
Icky Island, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
So I might go and have a look at that at some point.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, you're not, based on what little I played, and I haven't really gone back to it this week.
No.
But it seemed like just much of the same. So if you play all the way up to that second island that you've got to get to, don't expect anything different from what you've been doing for however long it was to get you there, because it's pretty much just another island with another kind of story arc on that island. But you're still just running around.
I just think because I've done that island already.
Yeah.
I'm just bored of that. I want to progress, and because I can't find my PS4 save anywhere, I can't bring it in and start from where I started. So
you can't find it?
No, I don't know where it's gone. But then I could find, I don't know what I was playing. It was some really old game, and I put it in, and I had like saves from like 2015. What was I trying to play? Oh, I can't remember, but there was something I was playing. And I went to load. I think it was The Witcher. And I went to load, and there was a save from 2015. And I went from there, and I thought, well, I'll just play that bit again, because it took me out of where the vampires live, and to put me back in the other game. So I'd have to go back to the Blood and Wine, I want to say.
Yeah,
I'd have to go and do that all that again. But it's taking me out of there, so I can get progress the game. But for the Ghost of Tsushima or whatever it's called, I can't find my PS4 one. Maybe I have to do like a cloud download or something.
Because what I had to do was like you have to download the PS4 one.
Right.
Where did I do this now? I think I might have had to move. I can't remember how I did it now. Whenever I moved it over when I was transferring data between the PS4 and PS5 when I got
PS5. Yeah, yeah.
Or cloud saved it up and back down to the PS5.
Yep.
But you then have to upload the PS... You have to basically make the PS4 save file into a PS5 save... One that the PS5 version can read, basically, I think, from what I can tell.
Fair enough.
They don't just automatically recognise that the file is what it is. It's like this is not for the same type of game. So
there is a prompt
on the PS4 version which is like load save to PS5 or something like that.
Okay, I might have a look at it right there
on the main menu. Well, if you load the PS4 version up, so
because I literally got to the second island when I stopped playing.
It'll clear it out a bit quicker for you.
Yeah, might have a look and see if I can fiddle with that and get it to where I was before. I don't know why I stopped playing it. I guess something else came out, but I'm really looking forward to Dying Light 2. Oh, I just want that in my hands like now. But I've got to wait a few months. But that's it. That's all I've been doing this week. because today I spent most of it in bed with a bad back. Yay for backs.
It was her back.
It was
just
my back.
For clarification.
I couldn't sit or lay or stand. It was just all hurting.
Sweet,
so I went to sleep. But that's it. That's all I've done.
Any more for any more? Abby?
Yeah, I can tell you. I should be telling you about a game that I've started and finished this week. But due to my ineptitude, I have not. Game called 12 Minutes.
I've seen this. It's yeah.
It is all shot top down in what effectively is a one bed apartment. It is kind of like a Groundhog Day experience where you have 12 minutes in this apartment to figure out what's going on. I can probably give you the first 12 minutes to try and. So you walk into your apartment.
It's top down, isn't it?
It's all top down. It's just someone said today. I've always wanted to be have the perspective of a ceiling fan. I was like, yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah, you walk into the apartment. Your wife comes out the bathroom and says, I've made some dessert for us. Sit down and what have you. And then you have some dessert. And then she's like, oh, I've got a surprise to give to you. She gives you a present. And it's like, it's a baby girl. I wonder what to call it. It's a baby girl. She says, oh, I'm pregnant. And then you're like, okay, great. And then you have a little slow dance sort of thing, and then boom, 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 knock on the door. It's the police. Nobody chucked on the floor and cable tied, and then that's your 12 minutes, pretty much. Okay. And then you've got to try and figure out what's going on because you start back at the front door again, going into the apartment, and then it is. It's effectively a point-and-click adventure, from what I can tell. Slight adjustments, but you literally just point around the little apartment and the character will walk to places. You can pick things up and it goes into like an inventory, and then you can like drag them over to things or drag them over to give to people or do whatever with them. This is a cool, intriguing little story. And fascinating, and damn, am I not really good at
these
things.
It starts, doesn't it, every 12 minutes?
Yeah, 12 minutes. You got 12 minutes in there to get in and out, and it's like you can be in and out within like a few minutes if you do it right. If you can mess it up royally, you can be in and out like pretty damn quick. But like you slowly like chip away at bits of information. You chip away at like what things do, what things are. Who this person is who's coming into your apartment to arrest you. So you have to like kind of like do a bit of science sort of thing, a bit of experimenting what things do, what things are for, where things are, what the motives are for these things and whatever. Yeah. So you get like, I've done many a different thing in this game, like where, I killed my wife at one point, on that point, accidentally, because I was like...
Someone clip that.
Because it was like a... There's a knife on the kitchen counter. You can pick up the knife and it goes in your inventory. I was like, okay. Because the police officer wants her. Not really me. He wants her. So I was like, right, give her the knife then, so she can like at least cut the cable ties or defend herself a little bit at something. And then like he just dragged the knife onto her, thinking I'm just going to give it to her. Like, and then he just stabs her. I was like, oh no, that's not what I wanted to do. At that point, I run and hid in the cupboard and waited for him to come in. The police officer comes charging in, and it's like, what the hell's going on in here? So yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. One thing this game is probably more highlighted for in recent months is because it has has Willem Dafoe in it, Daisy Ridley, and James McAvoy.
Oh, it's James McAvoy in it. I like James McAvoy.
Okay. So, I thought this all week, and I've said it on stream, and I don't know whether people have got it or people just think I'm a bit of an asshole for doing this. Right? You know it's Willem Dafoe immediately. You know it is. But Daisy Ridley is English, I think. I think she is. And James McAvoy's Scottish. And they're both doing American accents. And the American accents are fine. They're not bad accents at all. But if I didn't know that they were in it, I wouldn't be able to say that's James McAvoy and Daisy Ridley. And it's not like as if the characters are mocap to look like them. They are literally just... They're effectively like mannequins. You don't really have like facial features because you're just looking from top down, so you don't really see facial features or anything.
Mm.
So it doesn't look like them. And it doesn't sound like them. Am I wrong for saying, why did you go out of your way to hire these big name actors for your game? And then you
marketing.
That's effectively all it is, though, isn't it? What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they might as well have done that and just. It's. I was like, I'm
I get what you're saying. If you can see their faces, it's an acting job. You can see them use their acting range. But if they're just being like, "Boy, howdy, how are you doing? It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger."
But it's like it's, you know what? It's not even the. It's not even the fact that they don't. It's not a bad. They don't do. They're not like, oh god, this is a really bad American accent, because it isn't. But because it's like indistinguishable from like, you wouldn't know it was them. And like thinking, surely if I had these actors in my game, I'd want them to be. I want them to go, oh, that's, you know what I mean, that's James. But same way as I knew it was Willem Dafoe immediately, I would go, because I was like, well, I assume that's Daisy Ridley, because there's only effectively three people in the game.
You sure you haven't mixed up which character she is then? The English one might be her.
There's no English one in there.
I don't know what a Daisy Ridley is. It sounds like a made-up
Daisy
name.
Daisy Ridley is Rey from Star Wars.
Try again. Who is she?
Rey from Ghostbusters.
Tell me something big she's been in.
That's the biggest thing out there, Kevin.
Yeah. And she
something
was...
I'll have seen.
You don't really see a lot.
Yeah. Who did she play in the Marvel movies? I know who he is because he's in the X-Men movies.
Yeah, exactly.
If she's not been in the Marvel movies, she's in nothing. And she was probably cheap because of it.
But yeah, I don't know whether I was like... It's been in my mind ever since like pretty much minute one of like, why are they in this, but what... Other than, like you say, for getting notoriety and being... And marketing a sort of thing. There's,
yeah, Kev. But she played Cottontail in Peter Rabbit.
I'm more likely to have seen that, but
She played Girl in 100% Beef, whatever the hell that is. Oh, she played a stagehand in Toast of London.
Yeah, this sounds like a nothing actor. I can understand why they got a cheap actor involved.
You should watch Toast of London. That's on Netflix. That's very good.
I'm not going to do that.
It's what's his name? Matt Berry? Is that his name? The one with a funny voice.
Yeah.
Plays an actor in it. It's good. You'd enjoy it because it's just stupid. And the episodes are short, so you can fit a few in while you're on the toilet or something.
Anyway. I feel like I've played it on every stream this week. And... It says, I checked, I was like, how long is this game? Let's have my, how long this game is. It's not going to be a massive slog. They said 4 hours to beat. I've done at least six.
What, in 12 minutes?
Yeah, I've done at least six. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm like, am I just watching too many? Because you can just kind of like, I'm trying to like piece all the puzzle bit pieces together, put it all together. And then you've got to kind of like run a scenario through. Like, you've got, okay, so I've got to pick up the knife, I've got to then pick up the cup so she can't have a drink, I then fill up a cup full of water, I then put sleeping pills in that water, She wants a drink. I give her a drink with the sleeping pills. She's then tired. She goes to bed. I then go into the closet where her phone is in her bag. I then ring up her the police officer's daughter and convince the daughter to speak to the police officer first to convince him to talk to us about just cable tying us immediately. Yeah, there's a whole chain of events you've got to kind of like do it to then get a tiny bit of information out of it and then do it all over again and just tweak it just a little bit with new information just to eke a little bit more out. And I'm just looping and looping and looping, trying to figure out what, where it wants me to go, what it wants me to do. And I thought I'd done it. I genuinely thought I'd done it today on today's stream. I thought I'm going to have about a 10 minutes worth of a stream today because I thought I'd done well over 4 hours at this point. So I must be right at the end. And people said, like, yeah, you're not far off the end. I was like, okay, great. Entire stream, I did the entire thing, and still no finish. I thought I'd finished. I genuinely thought I'd finished today. I thought it wasn't the... It was a perfect ending. It was a perfect ending. And then it just, it threw me back again into the loop. I was like, no, no, this, the loop still exists. It ties it off completely. Perfect ending. And then it throws me back into the 12 minutes of, oh, God damn it. I've got another, so now I've got to figure out how I get out of this. This Groundhog Day loop now. How do I get out of it now? Because I know the resolution to how to stop us effectively getting killed. I know that I know how to do that now, but now I've got to figure out how I stop looping.
Ring Bill Murray.
It's been fun. I might have to at this rate. I've only got 12 minutes at a time. That's the problem. He had a full day. I got 12 minutes. It's a lot harder to do. But yeah, it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. I've been intrigued. I've been frustrated at times with like just being not really frustrated, but like baffled and like a little confused. Say, I don't know what it wants me to do now. I genuinely don't know what it wants me to do. But yeah, I have enjoyed it thoroughly. It's on Game Pass, PC, and on Xbox, so it's worth just giving it a go. I think Sheepdog, you might get something out of it. I think it might be all right for you.
I can spare 12 minutes.
Exactly.
I'm a big Daisy Rigby fan, so I'll play it.
Yeah, yeah.
You played the wife in this.
Cool. There you go. There you go. But yeah, that is literally all I've played this week.
I thought I hadn't done much. You've only played 12 minutes, you monster.
I know. I've played 12 minutes about... What's out into 6 hours? How many is 12 minutes? 12, 4, 4, 6, 4, 8. I played it the 15 times.
Five, isn't it? So 25 times.
Oh, there you go.
30 times.
I've played it that many times.
Is it possible for someone to pick this game up and complete it in their first playthrough just by fluke?
No, because I think you need to extract certain information. I don't think you don't have all the information going into it first run. I think that it's physically gated off from you, so that you would have to like dig into something a bit deeper. I don't think you could physically do it because the dialogue options aren't there for you to trigger it.
Ah, right. So the main guy's remembering each time.
Yeah, he gets back. He's like, "What the hell?" sort of thing, and you know, and he, yeah, like Bill Murray. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's a good game, though. It's a very good game, and like I say, it's on Game Pass. So give it a go.
It is.
And Bill Murray's in it.
You wouldn't know it though.
I'm not sure I know which one Bill Murray is.
It's in the Ghostbusters.
I could have mentioned this at other points, but Zombieland. I am also in it.
Nope.
Oh.
I don't know then.
Nice. He's in Garfield. I feel like he might be in Garfield.
He is. Garfield.
Yeah,
he is
there
Garfield.
You go. So the best known for being Garfield.
Yeah. You've not seen
there
Ghostbusters.
You go. So I know
he hasn't, no.
Wow.
Seen the cartoon. Is he in that?
No.
So he's some fake guy pretending to be someone in Ghostbusters in the movie, is he? He's going to do the voice wrong. I mean, don't know if I could cope with that.
You should watch it. Busting makes you feel good.
I don't know what that means. Boys and girls, don't forget, if you want to see my platy friend, whose name I've forgotten, I'm sorry, platy friend, what was his name?
Martin.
Martin, thanks, Pab. Martin, if you want to meet Martin, here he is. Listen to him. You hear Martin? That's Martin. If you want to see what Martin looks like, you need to retweet this podcast release tweet, which you'll find at MGUK Podcast. You can also follow me at Lelujo while you're there.
You can find me at Sheepdog6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo, sorry. My phone was off.
And I'm at Pab1986.
Good work, Pab. Well remembered.
Mm-hmm.
See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, folks.